He did last night. Yes, believe it or not. Okay, Simon Kuf Chav. Dine Achonim Yom Tov L'Rishon. Yom Tov Rishon L'Yom Tov Sheni. Oy L'Chol. Ubay Vav Si'ifim. Right, so this is a major issue. How do you can prepare from first day Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov. So Kol HaMalachas HaMataras. Last Oysen B'Yom Tov. All Malachas that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Zeh Dafka L'Tzarech Oysa Yom. That's only for that day. But to prepare from day one to day two, even Rosh Hashanah, which is really considered one long day, and of course to prepare from Yom Tov to weekday, but if you need to cook that day, you can take a pot that's bigger, fill it up with lots of meat. Even though you know you don't need that much meat, and it'll be left over for the night, for the next day. And dafka with tafshil that's in the kederas mutam. That's only by cooked foods because the more meat that you put into the pot, the better it'll taste. As long as you don't say bepek sham oyser yet the tzarich halayla, that the leftover will be for the night, or the tzarich machar, or for the next day, eli yavashal stam, you cook it stam. I mean, you can't verbalize it. The same way that you're not supposed to verbalize this Shabbos, you're not supposed to verbalize that you're taking a nap in order to be able to stay up for the sake. But other foods, you're not allowed to add on things because it's not going to make the food any better unless it's no tircha at all.
Meaning I'm not Pace. Taking a nap like I do every single Shabbos. This one is specifically for the Seder.
No, you're allowed to take a nap.
You can't say it's for the Seder.
You should not verbalize that it's for the Seder. Even something that's not malacha. You're going to Lavi Mayim to bring water, or wine for Kiddush Avdallah, and you're not allowed to prepare. Meaning, none of this type of stuff can you prepare. Good to see you. Right? The chain also lahamidah saneres b'menorah l'sakenes apsilus v'aschushis beyond the rishon l'zerach. You can't do the neiras. And you can't or fix the wicks and the glasses. On Yom Tov Rishon, Tzarech Laila, Elam Kain, Elam Hu Tzarech L'Shtamash V'Hem Gam Koydam Laila, Elucha V'Pesach Knesses, or you need it for the Shul, or you need it for that night. Gimel, Nachri Shehevi B'Yom Rishon, Dogem my Peres. Let's say a guy brought on the first day Yom Tov, fish or peiros. So we have to be chayshish that perhaps they trapped it that day. Or they detached it that day. Or they brought me out from the chum. It's asur and it's muksa. It's asur betiltul erev mutanam. But that night it's mutar because it's a different day of Yom Tov. Because if the guy recognizes him and gives it to him without any money, then you're allowed to take it and eat them. Except on Rosh Hashanah, Shafil Hu, B'Yom Aleph, Asurim Gav, B'Yom Sheni, that even if it was born on Yom Aleph, it's Asur and Yom Sheni. Right, so already people are asking all the shilas. The Amazon stuff is not coming till Sunday. Shabbos, can use it on Yom Tov, all that, all those shilas. Right? Dalet, Imhaviyam. Let's say the guy brings it for the Yisrael as a present, or to sell it to him. Then they should ask for Yom Tov Sheni, because we're afraid that he's going to end up asking for it. I think that's a pshat, right? Yeah. Meaning, because a person might go ask him on the first day, and then he'll just benefit from it on the second day. If Yom Tov falls out on Thursday and Friday, so then you can take them on Friday and cook them a kavod Shabbos. But Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, it is also aser. If you have milk that a milk that a cow milked on Yom Tov. Oh, by the way, we should put it in there that many posts can say that Bizmanazah, when they're going to bring packages, they are not bringing them, they're not delivering them for Yidden, they're delivering them for themselves, they're working for themselves. So therefore, you're even allowed to benefit from it that day. Okay, hey, let's say he milked it on the first day and he saw watch him. It's also mutter on the second day. And that's he milked it on Shabbos and Sunday's Yom Tov. It's also on Sunday. But Tilmud Gam Lekan, learn it out from learn it here. But Rosh Hashanah, if they milked it on the first day of Yom Tov, Asur Gam V'Yom Sheni, it's also on the second day. Gam B'Shabbos the Samach. And also on Shabbos, that's summer to it. But psilas shedlika ben v'yom tov rishon v'kavu. Let's say wicks that you lit on yom tov rishon and you put them out. Mutal hadlik ben v'yom tov sheni, you're allowed to light them on yom tov sheni. Right? Ach b'shnei yomim tovim sh'rosh hashanah, but on two yomim tovim rosh hashanah. Also, lahadik b'yamtiv b'psila shekava b'yam rishon. It's also to be madlik on yamtiv with a psila that put out on yam rishon because it's looked at as one long day. But filu b'katza hasheni, even on the second side of the wick, you're not allowed to do it. Mikamakam b'tarim b'tiltul lasirim lasis chadashas. They're not muksa. You could take them out the wicks and put in new ones. Chem b'yamtiv shalach Shabbos. Same thing with yamtiv after Shabbos. This is really not so negayah to us because nowadays we have electric lights, so it's really just the candles that were for lighting, which we don't light all day anyways. Simon Kovchov Dine Erev Tafshilin, Uboy Zion Sifim, that is not Negea to this year. We Erev Tafshilin is when you're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, not from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Aleph Yom Tov Shecholi is better Shabbos, also Lefoy Lavash Begaderim Yichedas Shabbos. Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos. So you're not allowed to bake or cook from a pot that's Miuchav Shabbos, Ela Yidei Erev Tavshilin, Shoyzim Erev Yom Tov, only with an Erev Tavshilin. Dahinu Shalakeach, Eza Tavshil Oitzli, take some sort of cooked food or roasted food, Shiroi Lelafas Poyez Pas, that you can use it with bread, Vagam Pas, and you take bread, and Mavarech Hashem, Kedushanu Mitzvah Sov, Yitzivanu Al Mitzvahs Erev. Right? Vayimer Bahadein Eruva, with this Erev Yeshar Olan, this is Aramaic, it should be mutter for us to bake, to cook, and to insulate or adluke shrago lameva called tzachanu miyamet tovel shabson. V'mein a maven is lashon zeh yomer b'lashon shu maven. If he doesn't understand this lashon, then say it in whatever lashon you have. Durch dizin. Okay, that's all Yiddish. Fine. Okay, that's it. We will stop over there. That's right. That's what we get up to tonight. So now we are off. Until Bezes Hashem might say Yom Tif, 10 o'clock. Yeah, hopefully we'll be done by 10 o'clock. The daf should be over by 10. And we will continue.